The subterranean city is growing by the day. People just like you are lying in every one of these tombs. Each one has a neighbor about half a meter away. And that neighbor has another neighbor. And that one, yet another. But none of them in this wide area ever moves. No one visits anyone else, or talks, or breathes, or eats. All they can see around them is total darkness. Death is just a step away from everyone. But despite that fact, some people regard death as being far off. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Mankind's reckoning has drawn very close to them, yet they heedlessly turn away. Like you, they once used to watch television. Like people living today, they also had jobs to go to, cars they loved, photographs they posed happily in, families and plans for the future. But with death, nothing had any more meaning. Most people are reluctant to think of death. Yet every passing second brings the moment of your death just a little closer. The lifespan of everyone watching this film, how many minutes, hours, and days they have left, are all determined. And eventually, the inevitable moment comes, and the countdown begins. Whether one lives for 80 years or 100, every passing day leads to the inevitable moment. This world is a place where people are trained. For that reason, everyone has a responsibility to live his life in a manner that will be pleasing to Allah. Once one is underground, neither property nor designer brands nor the people around one are of any value. Rich or poor, beautiful or ugly, young or old, everyone will be buried in a shroud in a space just a few meters in size. For example, the industrialist and millionaire or billionaire Mr. So-and-so built many factories, but he is now beneath the ground. He lies alongside all his friends in that broad subterranean city. Next to him is Professor something or other. On the other side lies Judge this or that, or some famous family. I see the family mausoleums as I go past. They are all neighbors there, but nobody can visit anybody else. Nobody can talk or even breathe or eat. All they can see is blackness. The stench they breathe is the most horrible in the world. All they can eat is the earth and nothing else. Their flesh rots away and their bones fall apart. That is the life here. Yet here, in the world, they still have their stereo music. Their friends dance and leap about. They drink their whiskey and champagne and spray the foam over one another. They show off with the clothes they wear. Yet, that man who was one of them yesterday lies beneath the ground today. 3 days later, one of those who buried him will go to join him. The subterranean city is growing all the time, yet people still pay it no heed. Some of the people you were seeing on the screen were bright stars from the world of the arts. Millions love them. The whole world knew them. Some were politicians, and some journalists. And others industrialists. Some were young and others old, but they have one thing in common. Their lives ended when they least expected, just like all those who went before them. Death is the certain and inevitable end that has come to all those who have gone before and will come to all those living now. The person you are now seeing on the screen is the recently deceased Steve Jobs. He ran the world's number one technology company. He was several times voted the most powerful and successful businessman in the world. Books were written about him. He was very rich and intelligent. But during the peak years of the company he ran, he came down with pancreatic cancer. He bravely fought against the disease for 7 years, dying at the age of 56. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Say, death from which you are fleeing will certainly catch up with you. Then you will be returned to the knower of the unseen and the visible, and he will inform you about what you did. The people attending this funeral will one day be in the same situation as the person being buried. And you? Have you ever considered this? Among the people watching this film, there will very probably be some who may die very young or unexpectedly. You may even be one of these people. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. You who believe, have piety of Allah, and let each self look to what it has sent forward for tomorrow. Have piety of Allah. Allah is aware of what you do. Do not forget, death may come to you at any moment. The moment may be now, or else very close at hand. So, what preparations have you made for your eternal life that will begin with death?